Hey Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks
Great.
for having me.
Well, it's always fun talking with you, and I'm glad that we're finally able to introduce you to the Penny Talk Radio crowd. I do have to tell you that we had a blast with your recent promotion. You asked us to do a site takeover, and we had a lot of fun with that. The promotions that you were running at the time was a promotion on Prime, on iBid to Save Prime. Can you run us through what Prime is and why that's beneficial to become a Prime customer?
Sure. So we came up with iBid to Save Prime to where we offer free shipping and handling for an entire year for those who purchase iBid to Save Prime. The reasoning behind it is to benefit anyone who buys it by not having to pay that, and for us to have a loyal customer base on our site. We had an introductory promotion when we first launched, and recently raised that to where it is now, and it'll probably remain at $79.99 a year for the first 48 hours, and then after that it's $99.99. But it's something we're pretty excited about. We know that not a lot of people are doing something like it, and so far the people that have responded back are very happy the fact that we're offering that.
Yeah, well, it's a great deal. When we were talking about the promotion a week or so back, I asked you, this includes TVs when you auction them off. I mean, anything for a full year, it's completely free shipping.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Now, the other end of the promotion that we did was educating people on the refer a friend system at iBid to Save. And previously, you were giving 10 bids per referral. And most other sites, the referrals are required to buy bids to get their referral bids. But it's a little different at iBid to Save. Can you explain that?
Sure. So initially, it was 10 bids per friend. We did not require you to buy a bid back for those to get those 10 referrals from anyone that you actually referred. We decided to increase that to 20 bids, and also give you an extra 100 bids for each friend that actually buys a bid pack. So we did that because we really believe the best way to have people come to our site is, by word of mouth or through their friends. So we felt that it was important, to make that as attractive as possible to our current user base in order to make the most of it.
Right, and these are promo bids. The only difference between the regular bids and the promo bids are the promo bids cannot be used towards buy it now, and they have an expiration date, right?
That's correct. So we have two types of bids on our site, promo bids, which expire after 6 months, and that's pretty much every type of bid that you can win on our site, except when you actually purchase bids, we actually call those cash bids, which can be used towards the buy now. That's the only bid that can't be.
And when I'm on your site, let's say that I bought 50 bids and I got my 125 bids for registering. Are the promo bids used first or are the cash bids used first while I'm bidding?
The cash bids are always used first, and on your dashboard within your account, you can always see, how many cash bids that you have in your account at all times to manage them appropriately, as well as promo bids. And but yes, cash bids are always going to be used first, which, we do disclose.
Good. And also on iBid to Save, there's lots of auctions. Most of them have promo bids. Can you, without giving away the secret sauce, can you explain why that is? It seems very attractive to bidders.
Yes, so we really want people, to be very active on our site. in regards, you know, to participating in as many options as possible that they're interested in. And in order to do that appropriately, at least in our eyes, you know, we feel like you have to have a decent number of bids. And we've structured the company not only in our promotions, but in our auctions themselves to you know, give people the best opportunity to have a good amount of bids when they enter the marketplace to walk away with an auction win. And that was the primary reason why we you know, continue to attach promo bids to a lot of our auctions.
And going back for just a second to the refer a friend, do you notice that when a friend refers another customer to iBidToSave, that there's some sort of transfer of trust or credit? And has iBidToSave noticed that the referrals are a more successful way to get people to start bidding at iBidToSave?
Yes, and you know, on our back end, we can track all of that, and it's very apparent that the people that are being referred are very active, and they're also, you know, more willing to you know, continue to come back to the site because of that trust that came from somebody that they know. So yes, you know, and we understand that that's like anything in life. So that's why we've made the promotion what it is again.
Yeah, and that it makes sense, and especially iBidToSave. You know, we've been talking since May, I think, and I knew as soon as iBidToSave launched, it would be a big hit, and you've blown away our expectations and really shot past them. So we're really excited. But talking about trust, when we go to iBidToSave.com and we look at the bottom of the page, we see lots of common banners like the authorized.net, verified merchant, PayPal verified. But there's a new one here that I've not really seen before. It's the North Carolina auctioneer license, and it's license number 9308. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So you know, we've been playing iBidToSave, you know, for a year, and we're taking this very seriously. We really are excited to be a part of this industry, and you know, with that, we wanted to make sure our I's were dotted and T's were crossed. So when it came time, you know, to look at, you know, what we felt, you know, we needed to do to make sure that we were doing everything on the up and up and following all the rules, when we did our research into, you know, what we were going to be able to do in regards to operating within the state of North Carolina, we found ourselves, you know, needing to, you know, sit down and get approved by the board, and we had to pass some, a couple of our people here had to pass some exams in order to, you know, get us to a point to be considered for a license. And we did pass all of those exams, and we did pass all the criteria necessary in order to become a fully functional auction firm in the state. So we do hold that license proudly, and we're happy to be part of the industry.
We've talked about this quite a bit. There's a few sites that have been trying to push the auctioneer's licensing onto penny auctions, and since you've actually earned yours, has the state, do they investigate anything, or what exactly do they monitor, if anything, with the penny auction?
You know, as of right now, you know, as far as the regulatory body, you know, we just need to, on an annual basis, you know, be able to, pass the criteria that they ask us, you know, to fulfill. But as far as overseeing us on a monthly basis or anything like that, and looking into us, not at this time. We're not having to deal with any of that.
Well, that's good. And, you know, it shows a lot that you actually took the initiative and got a license, you know, that just in case, you know, it's almost like it was a contingency in case of them requiring this in the future, you just got it out of the way. And, you know, I look at that as major. Also, you did jump through all of the hurdles with PayPal to make sure you were verified with them, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, it just, it really shows the planning that went into iBidDeceive. I mean, you can say that you were doing this for a year, but the proof is in the pudding, and it really shows. You talked earlier about crossing the T's and dotting your I's, and it definitely shows. I'm actually logged into iBidDeceive.com right now, and I'm in my account, and I just clicked on Earn Bids. And I'm looking at a screen here, and it says Get Award Alerts, and it's showing me a bunch of offers. You might be able to explain this better than I can. Can you run us through real quick how the offers component ties into iBidDeceive?
Sure. So I actually come, my background is in the internet lead generation industry. And, you know, the thing that excited me the most when I first looked at the penny option industry a year ago was, you know, the tremendous amount of internet traffic that these companies were generating. I really started to look into the industry at that point, and obviously loved it more and more the further I got into it. But, you know, where there's internet traffic, there's the ability to monetize. We could find a win-win for both us as the company and the users on our site by being able to participate in our auctions without having to come out of pocket for cash. Which is great. So, by filling out surveys, watching videos, buying magazines, or, you know, buying Netflix, not only do you get the information or the product that you want through our offer wall, but you also get a certain amount of bids that are awarded in different amounts depending upon what you do. And you can fill out as much as you would like, as long as it's actually information or products that you want. And as long as you don't abuse it, you are more welcome to use that as often as you like. And those bids are credited to your account as promo bids to use on auctions.
And it's incredible because you can actually sort. You can look at all offers, free offers, or just offers that require a purchase or offers that require installation. And I want to run through a few of these because I've done things like this in the past. For instance, you're going to give 195 bids if somebody signs up for Netflix. Now, you do actually have to purchase the Netflix subscription, but essentially, you're paying, I think Netflix is like $7.99 a month, or maybe it's cheaper now. I haven't had it in a while. But you're getting nearly 200 bids for that small amount of money, and, you know, it's incredible because you also have the product that is Netflix, and I just clicked on it, and it is. It's $7.99 a month still. And then they have other ones that are free. Some of these free ones, like Brian was talking about, you fill out a survey. You know, I'm seeing some Facebook games, Cityville, do things in Cityville. And then the application installs. These would be things that require you to install something on your computer in order to complete the process and earn those bids. And to me, I mean, I'm looking, I'm just doing some quick math. Brian, do you have an exact number? It looks like there's probably 1,000 bids that could be earned if they actually went through and wanted to try all of these.
Oh, there's an opportunity to do a lot more than that. There's multiple pages if you go down to the bottom of offers, and a tremendous amount of categories that you can filter through. So, no, it can actually be thousands upon thousands. That people could, you know, earn if they, you know, are still abiding by the rules and not abusing it. It really just depends on how much information, you know, you're looking for or that, you know, pertain to you, or how much products are there that are of interest. And, you know, we do continually within our business plan, we do plan on adding a couple different types of offer walls besides the one you see there. So it will get better. There will be more there than what you see now in the future.
Well, that's just incredible. It's a brand new twist to the penny auction industry. And like you said, people can sign up. They can buy your smallest bid pack because when they sign up, they get 25 free bids. Your smallest bid pack, I think, is $21. So for $21, they get the 35 bids plus the 100 additional promo bids just for being a first-time register. And then they can go into the offer wall and buy or try or install these different offers that they already want or maybe already use, and they can continue to earn more free bids. It's genius is what it is. So we're definitely going to check that out. I know Netflix is something that I'd probably be willing to try for another month or two, and we'll definitely give that a shot. So I do want to ask you something personal. A week or so ago, you told me that your wife actually nearly went into labor, and I was wondering if you'd be willing to share with everybody, when you're expecting and anything that you want to share.
Sure. Yeah, I am running. I did say, but I'm a father first, and I do have a 2.5-year-old son. And my wife is pregnant. She's expecting December 21st, and 2 weeks ago, she did go into labor, and we actually had to stop. It was just a little too early for our baby girl, who's on her way to make an appearance. But now we're pushing a month away, so if she does go into labor again, that'll be it. We'll go for it. So we're excited. We actually did a hospital tour yesterday and made me even more excited. So thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate it.
No problem. Christmas babies. That's really good, especially since it's a daughter. You have Christmas and birthdays. You can roll it up into one nice package.
I'm sure I won't get away with that.
Well, it's, wishful thinking, I guess. But, glad that... Because I agree. I mean, the baby definitely needed more time in the oven, so to speak. So, hopefully she'll be perfectly healthy when she comes out. And speaking of perfectly healthy, to segue into I Bid to Save, the auctions have been really solid. I know Tuesday there was a few small glitches people reported on the Facebook wall. I was wondering if you could tell everybody, if those were addressed, if they've been handled, and are all of the customers that were affected happy?
Sure. So, part of, taking, I Bid to Save very seriously from the get-go, we knew we had to build our own code. With that, as much testing as we could potentially do prior to launch, a lot of the stuff that we've discovered and continue to discover, you can only really find out when you launch. And... we do have a very strong tech team that have done some major builds, for the NFL, some major retail companies. So, we're in very good hands. The glitches that did happen, the way that we handle them, the people that are affected, we deal with directly, and we have yet to have anyone walk away unhappy as far as making sure that we resolve the issues with the users that are actually affected. But overall, we've had a very successful launch. I'm not obviously, as a CEO, I'm never going to be perfectly happy. I'm wanting to have the company perform perfectly, but it's wishful thinking. That being said, I know that we're off to a great start, and I'm very excited about starting to let the world know that we're here.
Definitely. A few weeks ago, before the promotions, we were talking, and I think for one day or a few days, you ran 400 auctions, and you scaled it down a little bit. What are you expecting? Where are you expecting iBid to Save to be at the end of this year? And then let's go forward 1 year. Where do you see iBid to Save at this time next year?
Okay, well, in the short term, you know, we're probably going to be doing a lot of measuring in regards to you know, things that we're going to be doing with our marketing. You know, that being said, we do plan to do some pretty decent marketing in 2012. You know, a year from now, you know, I would like to be in a position with the company, you know, to where, you know, we are running thousands of auctions a day. You know, have a tremendous amount of internet lead generation going on through their bid section, and you know, have a great user base that are having a great time on our site, happy, getting their products in a timely manner at all times, a great customer service, and you know, hopefully you'll also by then experience some of the things that we're working on now that does not exist in the industry that we're going to be bringing to the table in 2012, and I think it's going to be something that is going to be well received, and hopefully we're very much applauded for it once it's released. But I foresee that being quite a big deal. You know, I do hope to be, you know, quite a competitor at that point in time.
Well, I think that you're already there with being a strong competitor. You're 5 weeks old, maybe 6 weeks old now, and you're doing over 200 auctions a day. That's pretty strong. So just keep the momentum going, and you know, 200 auctions a day is certainly nothing to sneeze at. Speaking of your auctions, can you tell us a little bit about your turnaround time? What are your shipping policies?
Okay, sure. So we like to think that we've got a great team here. We all have, you know, gone through the launch and have now, you know, gone through improving all of the processes through, you know, every aspect of our company, including operations. Our actual team here has worked with our tech team to, you know, continually add different things on the back end to help our turnaround time. So, you know, our policy is up to 14 business days, you know, to get it to you. You know, we like to stay around 3, you know, if at all possible, at all times. But, you know, depending upon, you know, growth and, you know, us bringing new people into the company and training them, you know, I'm sure that's going to fluctuate in between that range from now and then. We just like everyone out there to, you know, bear with us as we grow and, you know that, we're always trying to make things you know, very efficient around here.
Is there anything special that iBid to Save has done to prepare for the holiday season? Are you holding back any iPads or any of the other popular electronics?
Yes. So when we have put aside, you know, a number of iPad 2s for the holiday season, and so, you know, there will be some additional desirable items that we will put up during that time period, you know, around Black Friday and you know, the holiday season in December, for sure. We will also be doing some decent marketing around that time, so we want to make sure that we have some attractive products for everyone to bid on.
Brian, you know, we've been talking since May, and back in May, the first discussion we had, you actually told me that you were doing a lot of fundraising for iBid to Save. In your opinion, how much has your fundraising and the capital that you've accumulated been part of the success for iBid to Save?
Tremendous. You know, this is a very complex industry, as I mentioned before, and you know, when we did our initial due diligence, you know, we found that there was, you know, a handful of major competitors, and most of the others, we felt, you know, although there were some people that might be on the up and up, you know, there were a lot that were struggling, doing some of the wrong things, poorly designed, poor management, poorly marketed, or undercapitalized. And, you know, this is my third company. I've had 2 small wins. And with any company, you better come in with the right amount of capital I did raise $400,000 initially to, you know, get the seed funding, you know, for me to properly execute our business plan. You know, we're continuing to raise additional capital for obvious growth that we're already experiencing, and we'll do, you know, rounds going into 2012 as we grow. You know, at this time, we're very excited, you know, that we've, you know, built the company, you know, the way we want to build it. We've got a great team, great technology that we're able to adjust to in the marketplace. You know, we're very good at internet lead generation and marketing, since that's my background. And we have a very strong executive team and great advisors who have come on board, who have sold some major companies. We have Ian Gray. We have, currently owns CPA Nation and Real Motocross, and sold a company called Innovation Ads a couple years ago. And, you know, we're continuing to actually get additional advisors, you know, as we speak, you know, because we've done so well today. But we're very excited to hopefully get on the radar of some major venture capital firms shortly.
Well, you know, that brings up an interesting point. Before we went on the air, you were telling me a little bit about an interesting offer that you had recently. I hope I'm not putting you on the spot, but would you mind telling everybody about that, or is there anything that you can let us know about that offer that you received?
Sure. I'll talk a little bit about it. Say too much, but yeah, we did get an offer a couple of days ago for a company that was interested in potentially buying iBidToSave. You know, we're only 30 days into launch, and we have been approached. You know, I'm just getting started here, so I have foreseen, you know, iBidToSave being a very large company. So for me to walk away right now, it would have to be quite a nice number, but. You know, at this time, yes, we have been approached.
So basically, you know, iBidToSave is your company, your baby, so to speak, and it would basically have to be a make me sell my company type offer. You know, as the Italians like to say, you know, an offer you can't refuse.
Right. That's exactly right.
And how does that make you feel? I mean, after a month getting an offer, obviously you can't talk specifics, but do you think that validates what you've been working on? And if you turn it down, is this something you're going to keep in the back of your head for maybe future investors or if anybody else approaches you with an offer?
Oh, of course. It's very flattering to, this early to be approached, and it definitely validates a lot of what I've done. And, you know, I couldn't have done it without my team here, but, you know, it's very exciting. We, you know, obviously we'll keep that in mind when, either now or in the future, you know, interesting future investment, for the company. And, you know, we're taking everything day by day, at this point. We're always willing to listen to anybody. There's nothing wrong with a conversation.
No, definitely not. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, Brian. When we come back, if you want to stick around, we'll take some questions from the chat room and maybe some callers.
Sure.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot, Brian. Stick with us. We'll be right back.